Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, let's do this thing on a Thursday. Much to get to. Exciting time of year. We've got the end of the NBA season. We've got Sweet 16 action tonight. We've got Major League Baseball opening day. I mean, it could not. And don't forget, NBA, the playoffs are just around the corner. Jockeying for position, East, West. Plenty to get to here. Exciting time to be a sports fan, a sports investor, wherever it is that you may fall on that spectrum. Welcome in, and thanks for making us a part of your day here. And I got to ask, man, I saw this yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but, man, you cannot break the cardinal rule when it comes to ink. All right. If you guys are going to spend the money, take the time to go get some ink put on your body, you better make damn sure that what you are getting on your body in all likelihood has, I don't know, a better than 90% chance of not having to be either erased, changed, circumvented in any sort of way, because the whole Lonzo Ball covering up the big baller brand tattoo with now a terrible pair of looking dice is just case in point. Like, if you guys ever needed a shining example or a reminder that if you're thinking about going to get some ink, like, go get the ink, like, but just make sure you're not doing any sort of, like, job related, you know, stuff that can actually change at the drop of a hat. Like, you don't want to go get, that would be like going to get, like, a radio station call letters, like, tattooed on me, man, and then be like, okay, well, they just folded, so that's it. We can't do that, you know? I mean, you don't go get ESPN written on you, and then you go get hired by Fox, you know what I'm saying? So that's exactly what happened to poor Lonzo here, and I think we've seen this a lot. I've had guys that have actually gone ahead and got, like, wives' names and girls' names, like a few rules here, Dane, right? I mean, when you're going to get some ink, just make sure it's a little, you got a really good chance of that never having to be adjusted. Maybe color it in a little later down the road, but absolutely, you can't go with a pair of dice that's going to be on your arm now for the rest of your life, man. You blew it, Lonzo. You blew it.
Yeah, I hear you, you know, and I'm all about going with kids' names, but maybe not wives' names. The best the best example of this that I remember, Joe, do you remember wide receiver Andre Rison?
Yes. Yes.
And do you remember that he was married to Left Eye of the popular group TLC from the 90s? And Andre Rison, for the majority of his career, was a member of the Atlanta Falcons. And so Left Eye had tattooed on herself, I think, his number 80 and a big Falcons logo. Then Andre Rison got traded. I think he went to, like, the Browns or something. And Left Eye had to keep on changing the tattoo. And as we know, Andre Rison had a number of stops in his NFL career. You know what I mean? And so she had to keep on changing it. Unfortunately, as we know, that story ended horribly with, I think, Left Eye burning Andre Rison's house down. They had a little bit of a domestic dispute, shall I say.
And a big-ass house at that. I mean, that was a big-ass house in Atlanta. She just torched that, man. That was the end of that.
Exactly. And the other thing I'll tell you, Joe, you know, I am a happily engaged man right now. In my past, I had an encounter with a member of the fairer sex, which when she had something tattooed on her bum, Okay. And it was not, and she was really smart, this woman, okay? Not having like a name of a husband or a wife or anything like that. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding you. What this woman literally had on her bum that you could see, you know, in certain ways you'd be consummating the act, was literally the words, your name.
Yes. Nice.
Literally had, in quotes, your name on her right butt cheek. And so it wasn't like, you know, so she was the generic in that vein. So she kind of was smart, didn't want to – knows that she wasn't going to have to change it. Just let it be applicable to whoever was, you know, behind her that week.
And you can – this way, if you ever be like, you know, honey, be great if you got my, you know, my name tattooed
here
on your ass. Here it is. It's your name.
It is.
Here you go. Absolutely. Right
so,
there.
You know,
brilliant.
There you go. Those are my tattoo stories.
Brilliant.
Left Eye and Andre Rison. And this young lady that I saw, I will not say her name because it was a long time ago,
but
literally had your name. And I thought that was apropos. I literally chuckled the first time I saw it.
I've seen, you know, the things like the kids and those things, mom, all of that good stuff, right? Things that are never
those
going to change.
Those ain't
right. Those ain't changing. Those are static, man. Those things are staying. But like, you know, everyone said it when Lonzo went out and got it. And everyone's like, dude, like your shoes aren't A, they're not selling. Nobody's going to spend $500 for a pair of these big baller braids. Maybe you ought to be in business for a little while first before you actually go ahead and ink your body up with the big baller brand. And, of course, now he's trying to distance himself as far as humanly possible from this company, just proving once again. And I hate to say that we told you so, but everybody, and I mean everybody within earshot, was talking about, listen, Lonzo, I feel terrible for you here, brother. I mean, but the shoe idea, you know, when you had an opportunity to go with, you know, Under Armour, you had all these different avenues to go. And we said the old man was going to actually be the downfall of this kid, and it's already starting. And I hope, I'm knocking on wood, I'm hoping that he just disappears into the sunset, and maybe Lonzo, the best thing he does is get the hell out of L.A. and get away from the old man and, you know, go hang out in Milwaukee maybe, or hell, even Cleveland, somewhere along those lines where you can lay low and kind of work on it, because now you can't even get a tattoo changed without people ripping you. And that's, yeah, unfortunately, he didn't create that. His old man created it for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's two stories on this, two kind of ways to take this. One is, was the kind of marketing of Lonzo Ball that LeVar did, you know, really what got him to the Lakers in the first place? Like, you know, like if I'm the Lakers, I'm drafting De'Aaron Fox, you know, if without all the publicity around Lonzo Ball anyway, right? So he kind of did puppeteer his way to the Lakers, right? But then you got to let the kid breathe a little bit. I actually think it's a great move that Lonzo is starting to distance himself. To me, it speaks with the fact that he's becoming his own man. And I say kudos.
Kudos is right, yeah. Only took a dude robbing you blind to figure it out, but that's all right.
It's hard to break away from your dad, though. Come on.
Yeah, brutal. Absolutely brutal. Hopefully this is good things to come for Lonzo, man. Start wiping it out, baby. All right, let's help you make it rain. We got baseball, NBA, Sweet 16 coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Sweet 16 getting ready to take center stage tonight. Four games coming your way. We're going to do our best to try to help you make it rain with those games. Get you the latest odds, the latest numbers from Vegas, latest breakdowns, what you guys need to know to make a smart sports investing decision. But good morning to you on this Thursday. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. It is also the start of the 2019, and I don't really care that they played a couple games in Japan. I don't count that. It seems like it was a month ago. But the Major League Baseball season underway today. All afternoon games is what you will have in store across. I think there's only the latest game is out west, I believe. Boston-Seattle, I think, is the late game. But everything else going to start right around just afternoon. Get ready, yep. And we've got some great pitching matchups. We've got some things to be excited about. And, you know, when you look at it and you approach this Major League Baseball season, you know, what are some of the storylines that you're looking at here, Dane? Like, what are you most excited to see play out, especially early on in the season? Is it the National League East? Is it the Yankees-Red Sox battle? Is it the unknown maybe on what's going to happen with the rest of the American League? You know, what happens to the A's this year? Do they, the Tampa Bay Rays, do they go down? Is it just a two-horse race? What are some of the things you've looked at that you're going, you know what, I really can't wait to get this. I can't wait to see what happens here.
Yeah, sure. So I guess, you know, Joe, the funny part is I'm going to share and show my East Coast bias. And my answer to your question, Joe.
Because you and I are going to agree, yes.
Right. And here's the thing, Joe. I'm glad you asked me that now when it's right now 6:15 a.m. East Coast time, which means our West Coast fans may not be watching hour number one just yet, mm-hmm. Right? So if you're still – I hope you're still in bed out in L.A., okay? Yeah, it's East Coast bias for me. So obviously, yes, I do think the NL East is going to be interesting. I think there are four legitimate contenders for the NL East. Okay, mm-hmm. I think Philly, Washington, Atlanta, and the New York Mets are all viable in the NL East. And for the sports investor, Joe, we said this before, I think that creates value because there's four legitimate contenders. It depresses all four of them, right? So if you like one of those four, I think you need to bet them and ride them. It was similar like when we were talking about the Eastern Conference, Joe. Mm-hmm. Remember how Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, and Philly all had even odds right around the end of the trade deadline. I think that's the same thing in the NL East, right? I told you yesterday, I specifically I like Washington. I think they have the best combination of hitting and pitching. I think we're going to get introduced to Juan Soto, Trey Turner, and the rest of them, and it's addition by subtraction losing Bryce Harper there. And the other thing would, yes, be I am a Yankees fan of the evil empire. You can see it on my social media posts, you know, pictures and all that stuff. And I think the Yankees and the Red Sox are going to be a very interesting race for the AL East throughout the entire season. The only thing is there's less stakes on the line for that one because whoever loses that division, I still think definitively will earn a wild card spot in the American League. So I'm looking at the East, to be quite honest.
Yeah, and there's plenty of intrigue, I think, even today, for instance, like because some of those things we're going to get a peek at, right? The first glimpse of the new look National League East, right? We're going to have what better way to take a look at it when you've got DeGrom taking on Scherzer today, which is really, really exciting. But you also get to see some new additions, right? McCutcheon, Segura, JT Realmuto, sure. Bryce Harper. That's going to be your Philly team now, which is going to take a little time even for Philly fans to go, damn, I'm not used to seeing all of these names and all of these guys in the lineup. They're going to face the Atlanta Braves, who let us not forget took the division last year, and they added a few names too, right? Josh Donaldson, they re-signed Nick Markakis, they brought back Brian McCann behind the plate, and they've got.
I think Acuña's an MVP candidate too. Ronald Acuña is an MVP candidate in the National League.
Absolutely. But they've got a ton of young talent. They've got some great pitching talent. I mean, they got some guys that are really, really you're going to have to keep an eye on. We know it's Atlanta, and we kind of just have always pushed the Washington Nationals ahead of everybody else in this division because everyone else was just kind of rebuilding. But Atlanta showed you last year, don't sleep on us. But people are sleeping on the Atlanta Braves. And the Mets, listen – the Mets are the biggest anomaly. Outside of the Marlins, we know what's gonna be. But Edwin Diaz, Robinson Cano, going to be in a Mets uniform here this year. Yeah. They still have DeGrom, Syndergaard. If healthy, the Mets still have one of the best starting pitching staffs in all of baseball. So, and of course, the Nationals, you brought it. Patrick Corbin now added to that rotation. This is going to be a bloodbath outside of the Marlins, who people are just, you know, it's going to be vacation when they actually play the Marlins. But this is going to be a real, and there's a lot of unknowns from the standpoint of what will the Nationals, everyone thinks the Nationals are going to be just fine addition by subtraction with the whole Bryce Harper situation. But we don't know that that's going to take shit. How long is it going to take before we start to see, you know, how the reaction is and what happens now that Bryce Harper's not there? And by the way, what happens to Philadelphia? All these new faces in one city at one time. Is it going to happen right away? I mean, are they going to rattle off? Are they going to be 25-5, you know, after the first 30 games? Or are they going to be something like 11-20, and then all of a sudden everyone goes absolutely ballistic, like, this is not working? I do think the best thing for the Braves in this division and the Mets is nobody's going to be talking about you guys. All eyes are going to be on the Nationals and the Phillies, and I do think, much like last year, it's going to give the Braves an opportunity to kind of fly under the radar, figure it out early on, get that pitching staff all locked down. And then, like you mentioned, Acuña, you got some young guys on that team. Yep. The Braves are really, to me, one of those sleeper teams this year where, even though they won it last year, I don't think anybody has given them any credit for that winning of the division. A lot of people just talking Phillies, talking Nationals, and then they move on from there.
Yeah, I think that's fair. The thing that prevents me from completely riding the Braves, and ultimately I do not pick the Braves to make the playoffs in the National League this year, is because of their starting pitching. I think it comes down to their starting pitching, okay? What you have to, in this day and age, be able to have studs that are going to compete with aces on the other side. And I think Foltynewicz, who's hurt, I think Newcomb is all right. I think Teheran, their opening day starter today. I think those guys are all like SP2s, SP3s. It's like a team that doesn't have a true number one wide receiver, and they got some nice wide receivers, but they're not true number ones. That's what the Braves pitchers are, okay? Everyone from Newcomb to Folty to Teheran, okay? And Gausman as well, that you'll put in there. When I look at the Mets, for example, and we're talking about DeGrom, who just got extended 5 years, $137 million. When we talk about Noah Syndergaard, when we talk about Zach Wheeler, who's a dark horse Cy Young candidate, that's what the Mets bring to the table. Washington, you know, obviously with, you know, Scherzer, Strasburg, and the signing of Patrick Corbin, those are three 200 strikeout guys. I think that is what makes the difference. Even Philly can compete there with Aaron Nola, who is a Cy Young candidate, Jake Arrieta, and a lot of people like some of their young starters, you know, the Eflins, the Velasquezes of the world. That's what I think will be the main difference for keeping the Atlanta Braves back. And when you mention the Philadelphia Phillies, Joe, here's the one thing I would say. In basketball, in football, I think it takes more time for teams to gel, like new pieces that come together. Baseball, I think, is a little bit different because, yes, it is a team sport, but when JT Realmuto is up, it's still him against the pitcher, one-on-one, the same way it always has been, right? In baseball, there's less team chemistry. You don't have to read a hot route. You know, you don't have to know how a guy's going to break playing defense in basketball. You know, it's a little bit different. I think teams can come together and gel a little bit easier in baseball than in some of the other sports because when it comes down to it, it's still batter versus pitcher. When it comes down to it, it's still you getting a good read on that ground ball. It's a team sport, but it's still filled with a lot of one-on-one matchups.
Looking forward, I mean, I know you mentioned the East Coast, but I'm very intrigued with the Padres, that youth movement, and what's happening out west there, because that certainly is going to give people a reason to go out to the ballpark. And for a city that's lost the Chargers, their football team wasn't. Yeah, the Padres have been in the basement forever. They've got something to really be excited about, including, you know, Tatis, including their 23-year-old right-hander that they're bringing up, this kid called Chris Paddock, number five prospect in all of baseball. So the Padres
30-1 to win the NL Rookie of the Year.
They're going to be very exciting to watch. So welcome to the new San Diego Padre youth movement. We'll talk more about the Major League Baseball opening day coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Ah, Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Keith Irizarry is calling the shots.
He played all around the country, so in New York, it's number one. Right now, you turn on any sports station in New York, baseball is the main topic. not the Sweet 16, which we'll get into later on. Not the NFL and rule changes, which we'll get on to get into. It's not the NBA. It's the Knicks, but they stink. I mean, how much are you going to talk about the Knicks and James Dolan and how Zion and they're going to get the number one pick? Yeah, you do, but baseball takes over New York Mets and New York Yankees. In
weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
So, some interesting stuff here in Major League Baseball right now. We all know that the Orioles are hot garbage here this year. This is a team that is absolutely not trying to win the World Series. And if there is one team out of all of baseball that has a zero chance of winning the World Series, I think it's the Baltimore Orioles, who were 47-115 last year.
Sure.
And since 1900, only three teams have lost more games in a season than what the Orioles did last year. And in the offseason, the Orioles did something which I think a lot of us expected. They did absolutely – they made no effort to get any better at all. And in fact, they actually got worse, if that's actually possible. But they are spending – listen, it's a teardown. It's a reboot for them, so we get it. But yet, all right – you crazy SOB degenerates out there are making the Baltimore Orioles one of the trendiest World Series bets at the Vegas sports books this week. I don't know what the hell. It happens every year. All right. People are always just going to, they go to the window, right? They call their proxy service and then they look at whoever the ridiculous odds on the board are. Right. And they go ahead. Give me a couple of bucks on whatever that, you know, that for years it was the Jets. Now it's the Dolphins, you know, like, give me the Dolphins at 500-1 to win the Super Bowl, that kind of thing. The Orioles have been anywhere between 1,000-1 to 2,000-1, by the way, to win the World Series. Those are the odds ranges that they have been over the last couple of months. But we have guys dropping 500, 1,200, 400, 300, all hoping, of course, that, you know, somehow or another the baseball gods are going to look at this and we're going to have like a major league situation on our hands where, you know, they're going to come down and all of a sudden have this season unbelievable. But yes, that is exactly what is going on right now in Vegas. There are people, guys dropping unbelievable amounts of money as a flyer that the Baltimore Orioles are going to surprise us this year. I got better things to do with my money. I understand the concept, but I can't. I would be very hard for me to actually hit the button or go to the window and be like, here is some of my money, and I'm putting it on the Orioles.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd rather buy scratch-offs with that money. serious. I'm dead serious. And, Joe, what I'm staring at has the Orioles and the Marlins both at kind of the same ridiculously long odds. But here's what I got to say, Joe. Maybe these are people who saw the Showtime show on Sunday and saw that, you know, Vegas Dave bet on the Royals, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And, so maybe people are like, you know, allured by that kind of storybook ending. But here's what I would say, Joe. This has happened recently in other sports. Okay. Like, if you remember, and I'm sure you do, Leicester City. The Premier League soccer team that won the championship at 5,000-1 a couple of seasons ago. If you remember also, and this caught a lot of people by surprise in the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights really surprised people a year or two ago with their futures bets. I think they made it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. But no, absolutely, that's not going to happen, people. The Baltimore Orioles are not even trying to win. And to be quite honest, Joe, I'd rather be the Baltimore Orioles than the Toronto Blue Jays right now. At least the Orioles know what they are. Remember, I think it's a run away from the middle. I'd rather be a team all the way in the bottom than a team that, you know, wins, I don't know, 74 games this year but really doesn't have a shot.
Yeah, no, they really, really don't. And I'm going to give you another very disturbing fact about baseball right now, which kind of makes me slump in my chair here a little bit. You may want to know that Major League Baseball has just set a record. They have now just become the first of the four major American sports, hockey, baseball, hockey, basketball, NBA, football, you guys know them. They are the first to finally join the 21st century, meaning There is not now a single active Major League Baseball player in the league who played in the 1900s. They are all gone. Really? Adrian Beltre was the last one. Bartolo Colon was the other one.
Bartolo Colon
in 1997. Adrian Beltre in 1998. Both guys played last year for the Texas Rangers, and neither one of them are in the league anymore. So even though Colon's not retired, I wouldn't put it past him to sign on with a team.
Yeah.
But understand that right now, Ichiro started playing, by the way, in 1992. So Ichiro was the only guy that was left. He started playing in 1992 in Japan, but he didn't come to America until 2001. So those of you saying that Ichiro just played, in Japan in the 90s, but he only started playing here in the early 2000s. So we have nobody left in Major League Baseball that can say they played during the heyday of Major League Baseball, the steroid era of Major League Baseball. It is officially over with. Nobody left from the 1990s in Major League Baseball, Dane.
I would the only players I'm thinking about, like, who is the elder statesman then right now? And I think about Pujols. I think about maybe Miguel Cabrera. Those are the names I would check to see when they started. But that's crazy. Yeah.
They started after Ichiro, which would have been like 2005, 2006, and that era there. You know, because they were all around. I mean, 2005 is 19, you know, that would be 14 years, 15 years ago. So it's
still a very long career.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy to think that nobody left ever who played in the 90s. Bartolo Colon, Adrian Beltre.
Here's the other part of that, Joe. You know, look at some of these prize prospects right now. Fernando Tatis Jr., right? We got, you know, Vlad Guerrero Jr., right? You know, we got, you know, all these guys. We got Dante Bichette's kid. You know, we got all these kids right now. And that's what makes me feel the oldest, is that we see these kids of players that we remember. We're seeing players that I remember as players, Gabe Kapler, as managers, you know. So that even adds to none of the guys have started, you know, in the 1900s, you know, in the 20th century. We're, Joe, you're making me feel old, bro.
I'm telling you about, well, you know, I'm looking at what about CeCe? Like CeCe, I think he was early 2000s too, right? So because he's got to be up there now
with Cleveland. Sure.
I mean you got to figure if Ichiro came in 2001, he's in his mid 40s now, and this is guys don't play 20 years anymore. So and anybody that's left is now gone out of the league. So you've got guys like CeCe who are the old timers that
statesman.
Are. Yeah, that's I mean that's it.
Dustin
Other than
Pedroia.
That, it's like. Dustin Pedroia, but he, I mean, you know, is Ellsbury even in the league anymore?
Yeah, he is, but he was well later than that. I would think about like the Dustin Pedroias, the Ian Kinslers of the world.
Yes.
That would be, but I'm sure they're like maybe 06 at this point. But yeah, that's interesting. But I think the new wave is what we're also
seeing.
I'm telling you, Vlad Guerrero Jr.
2001 was CeCe Sabathia's first year for Cleveland. 2001. So that's our peak now. That's what's left. The CeCe Sabathias and the Cabreras and the Albert Pujolses, all of those guys, everyone else gone, absolutely gone. So congratulations, Major League Baseball. You have finally moved into the 21st century. It's crazy to think about that. All right, Sweet 16 tonight here, and a lot of matchups, a lot of line changes, too. Been battling back and forth with the lines here, Dane. And, you know, as we take a look, I believe the first game tonight is going to be 7 o'clock Gonzaga, I think, FSU. Florida State is going to be the first game at, and of course, that is a Sweet 16 rematch. Interesting enough here with Gonzaga, they kind of get to hang out. You know, it's really a home situation for them in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. They don't have to travel too far, but Florida State, of course, heading back out west. This has been bouncing back and forth all week. Opened up at a bigger number. It's bounced. I've seen it at 7. I think it's kind of resting right now at 7.5. The over-under has moved a little bit. I think it's settled right now at right around 146, 146 and a half. And this is the game that's going to kick it off tonight here, followed by Purdue and Tennessee. Those are going to be your early games. Gonzaga CBS, by the way, and so you know where to find these games. Purdue, Tennessee on TBS.
No more True TV, Joe.
Yeah, well, no, True TV. It's basically CBS and TBS tonight because the 9 o'clock games, the games after these are going to be Texas Tech, Michigan, and then Oregon UVA is going to close out the night. That's going to be probably after 10 o'clock that start. So nothing is going to be early here. It's going to be a late night, but that you're going to start it with FSU, Gonzaga, Purdue, Tennessee, and you're going to finish the night Texas Tech, Michigan, and Oregon UVA. Which one of these games are you most intrigued to see play out here tonight, man? Which one do you think is going to give us and they all could very well be great games, but which one do you think is the most intriguing right now?
The most intriguing game, like on its face, without me, without my skin in the game?
Without your skin in the game, yes. The four games you got tonight here, which one are you looking at the most?
Interestingly enough, the game that I think will be the most interesting game is the one game that I'm really not betting on tonight, and that's the Texas Tech Michigan game. These two teams are number one and two in the country in, I think, defensive efficiency, right? And we can see that with the total at 125, what I'm staring at, although the Oregon Virginia total at 119 is real interesting also. But this Texas Tech Michigan game is the game that I think will be a war. I really want to see if Texas Tech, Jared Culver, and the defensive prowess can get past Michigan. Remember, I do have shares of Texas Tech in the Final Four, so you know I'll be cheering for the Red Raiders a little bit. But that's the game that I think will be the tightest of the four tonight, and I think it will be a very intriguing defensive struggle between two very good teams.
I got to tell you, that's the one game I can't figure out.
That's the one I'm not betting.
I'm not going near the spread. If I'm betting anything, I'm going the over-under in this, and I'm going to go under because I do think that it's probably a little high. Between these two, having these two defenses here, if you make it to 120, I'd be blown away by the situation, to be completely honest with you. I think the number's a little high, but as far as who wins that game, I might have to wait till the second half on a few of these games just to see what I'm seeing and then go in or maybe live bet them. But we'll talk about some of these games. We'll break a few of them down. We'll do that coming up here as we make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
With all 30 Major League Baseball teams getting ready to hit the field today, the 2019 MLB season, guys, it's officially underway, which means it's time for you to swing for the fences playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with DailyRoto.com, who is looking to make someone their eighth millionaire winner. So if you are playing MLB DFS on DraftKings or FanDuel, and you're not using DailyRoto.com to help set up the lineups, then you are doing it wrong. Go to DailyRoto.com, enter the promo code FNTSY, get yourself a special discount, and you'll get lineup alerts, weather updates, fantasy projections, and of course, you can use the lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your special discount today, and get ready for it, because the season is upon us, and we'll talk a little bit next hour about some of these games. Also, some betting strategies. If you're new to Major League Baseball betting, it's a little bit different than maybe what you have been used to since football season. There are different kinds of strategies that you can go ahead and employ, from really diving in and being a total degenerate to maybe just, you know, some surface stuff that will keep you interested, that will keep some action in the game, and you won't get terribly hurt, because when 162 games, there are plenty of opportunities for you to lose your ass each and every day. So we don't want you to do that. We want you to go cha-ching. We want you to profit. We want to make it rain. We don't want you going, all right, I'm out of money. I need to get a third job. None of us want that. So we'll give you our best advice, push you in the right directions, how to bet, what to bet, that kind of good stuff. We'll do that coming up next hour. But we're looking at the Sweet 16 here tonight. Some of these lines here that have moved a little bit. We told you Florida State and Gonzaga are going to kick it off early, 7:05 in Anaheim. 7.5, kind of where it's hanging around right now. Gonzaga, 7.5-point favorite, over under 147. That Purdue-Tennessee game has been bouncing back and forth. Tennessee, a 1-point favorite. Now they're up to a 2-point favorite. The over under in that game, 146.5. And then the late games, Texas Tech and Michigan. Michigan laying 2 right now, over under 126. And then Virginia, Oregon finished in the night just after 10 o'clock. This game, too, opened up a little higher, but it's kind of settled with Virginia laying 8, 8.5. The over-under is 119.5. And we said it. I mean, the Texas Tech-Michigan game, to me, is the most confusing out of these four games here tonight. But I really do like the under, 126, because I think it should be closer to what the Oregon-Virginia game is at 119. I think that this might be 4 or 5 points overinflated. I do think if you get to 120, 121, we'd be ecstatic. And I'd also be amazed if it gets any higher than that. So I think 126 is a little bit too high here. But, you know, that Oregon-Virginia game, that to me is the late game. I can't wait to see. I think the run stops here tonight for Oregon. I think it's been a nice story. But when I dove into some of the numbers over this winning streak of theirs here over the last 10 games and how well they have done since the Pac-12 championship, what I find here, Dane, which not a lot of people are talking about, is that they have been good. They have been better. They've also been exceptionally lucky. And what I mean by that is they have gone 20 of 40, okay, from three-point range in this 10-game winning streak. This is a 35% three-point shooting team, but yet they're making 20 of 40 three-point shots while their opponents are going 11 for 48. So what that means and what that tells me is we always talk about variance, right? We are trying to eliminate as much variance as humanly possible. And a team, it's a 35% three-point shooting team that is now shooting over 50% for the last 10 games. That's variance, right? The reality is they are much closer to a 35% shooting team than they are what they have been over the last 10 games. You do this long enough, you realize now that the competition is getting better, yeah, that is probably going to come back down to life and come back down to reality, especially when you're taking on a Virginia team who, yeah, oh, by the way, is the best perimeter defending team in the country. You ain't shooting 50% from three-point range against Virginia, which I think kind of levels the playing field a little bit here. And I do think that Oregon, it's been a nice story, but when you dive into the numbers, the reason Oregon has gotten to this point is the variance has been in their favor. And a three-point shooting team, they are not, but they have done it very well over the last 10 games. I think that stops against Virginia tonight, which is why I have no problem. I'll lay the points against Virginia, against Oregon, 8.5. I'm good to go. I think Virginia actually wins this by double digits.
That's interesting, you know. And listen, Joe, remember, I still have the scars from, as a Syracuse fan, seeing Virginia absolutely shoot the lights out at the Carrier Dome in February. Like, literally, I think they hit something like 18 or 19 threes in a game against the zone in the Carrier Dome in February. So I remember that Virginia can shoot it. It's interesting that you're saying that the Ducks are kind of shooting above their head right now in their most recent run. And that obviously, listen, we said the same thing about other Cinderellas, right? Like Liberty and Wofford. They need to hit their threes in order to maintain that Cinderella narrative. So I think that's a good point. The only reason I'm on the other side of this, Joe, I'm on the Ducks. And to be honest, it has nothing to do with analysis from the games. It really doesn't. But it doesn't have to do with me, oh, I like Oregon, go Ducks. I think their mascot is pretty either. I'm looking at straight math, Joe. And what I'm looking at is that when Vegas expects a 119 total, they expect a very low-scoring game. And in a very low-scoring game, I just think 8 points is too much of a cushion for any team in a low-scoring game. It's just like in the NFL, would I bet a double-digit spread if I see it's two defensive teams in the game and the game's going to be, you know, like 17-14? Then 10 points is too many. But if I see a game that involves the Chiefs, the Rams, the Saints, you know, that sort of thing, then I think those teams can get that working margin. I just don't see Virginia playing in the 70s or the 80s. They want to play in the 60s. We know Oregon is a good offensive team. So I agree. I think Virginia's going to win the game. I just wouldn't lay the points myself. I think this is going to be something like, you know, 65-58, something like that.
The a few other numbers, some trends you guys should know about is teams that have won and covered at least four games in a row, which is Oregon, by the way. They are 32-49-1 against the number from the Sweet 16 on. So they tend to, you know, these real streaky teams that come in, get to the Sweet 16, they've covered their last four games.
Right.
They don't tend to do all that well from the Sweet 16 on if they eventually make it to the Elite Eight and to the Final Four. And it's a great way to look at it. You know, 8.5 points in a game that shouldn't have more than, you know, 60 points scored for either team. You got to look at that 8, 8.5 and go, that's a big number for a team to cover. But I'll also throw this out. I do think that it's one thing to shoot 20 of 40 from three-point range and do that against some of the, you know, UC Irvine. It's a wholly different thing to do it against Virginia. And also keep this in mind. This game's on the East Coast. This is not on the West Coast. So Virginia is home, essentially. Oregon is now coming a couple of time zones over. So there is some travel involved there. Yeah. I think when you put it all together, I'm not nearly as scared laying the points. I do think Virginia is the better team, and I do think the variance will shrink here, and I don't think we're going to be seeing an additional, you know, 17-18% in three-point range from Oregon. But your point is very valid. 119 points, we're looking at what, 55, you know, 50, 60.
Just like, where
tops?
Does Virginia get that cushion from? Exactly.
Right. You know, where is it going to be? And it'll be interesting to see what happens if they shots are not flowing.
One thing that you said, though, that I do that is a trend that I agree with and, you know, would be counterintuitive to me taking the points with Oregon. But when you see a team like this, the quote unquote Cinderella, You know, in the first and second round, right, they win their first round game, the big upset, let's say, right? Then they got to turn around and play 48 hours later, right? And then, boom, they're right in the flow. You know what's happened to Oregon, though, over the last 4 days? All they've done is read their press clippings. All they've done is gone back to campus, right, and been told about how great they are. All they've done is been like, ah, nah, you guys are one of the hottest teams in the country. You guys are doing it, you know. And that can creep into the mind of a 19-year-old as well. They start getting a little high on themselves, start smelling themselves on campus. You know what I mean? So, but now that it's gone, you know, 4 or 5 days, now they got to get back and sack up back on the court against a different level of competition. And sometimes I think that happens to these teams as well. They've been, you know, they've been reading their own press clippings for about 4 or 5 days at this point.
Yeah, listen, it's not – Oregon is not a – it's a 12 seed, yes. It's a Pac-12 team, yes. But this is now their third trip to the Sweet 16 in 4 years. So Dana Altman, one of the best coaches in all of college hoops, it's not like they have not been here before. Right. You know, when you look at a team like LSU – LSU hasn't been to the Sweet 16 since, I don't know, 19. You got to put 19 in front of the number, I think, since the last time they've been there. So there has been an expectation in Oregon. This is not a bad program. This team has been really good over the last 4 years. I mean, 3 out of 4 years. This is now the third out of the last four that you've made it to the Sweet 16. Dana Altman knows what he is doing. His team will be ready tonight. Make no mistake about it. But the question and what they have not seen thus far is what happens if they do get behind. I mean, they've only allowed 50, right, like an average of 54, 55 points, which is fine. That's about what Virginia can need to score. But they've been winning games by an average of 17 points here during this streak. What happens when they can't get to the basket? What happens when those 3 points don't start falling like they have been falling? Then I think we're going to realize, all right, let's see what this Oregon team is really made of, because Virginia is that buzzsaw. Virginia is that team where whatever you've been doing well, it's been nice. I hope you enjoyed it. But as good as Oregon is on defense, Virginia is that much better. So, but this is the late game. Keep in mind, guys, this is the last game of the night. Sure. It's going to get off at 10 o'clock TBS. So there is we've got
at
a few
least
games.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, at least a few games. And I love the Gonzaga Florida State game to start the night. This is another one of those situations where I believe in I believe Gonzaga here is going to get the job done. I don't think that this is any sort of revenge spot, because Gonzaga lost to Florida State last year. That's ancient history. I mean, right now, sure, you've got a chance to go to the Elite Eight. I don't think anybody is worried about what happened last year. I actually like the over in this game, though, as much as I like the totals. I do think that Florida State has been good, and both of these teams have been pretty good against better competition as of late. But I think there's going to be a lot more points scored than, what is it, 146, 147 right now.
I see 147.
I'm thinking this is going to be in the 150s. I do think not necessarily very athletic teams here, very long, very athletic. But what we have not heard, or the things that we have not said, is, oh, wow, what great defensive teams. Gonzaga and, you know, Virginia and Oregon are synonymous with defense. Gonzaga and Florida State are synonymous with athleticism, length, and, oh, yeah, scoring. What, they just dropped 90 on Murray State. So, yeah, I think this is probably a little underrated as far as the total. I think 152, 153, somewhere in that ballpark, I think that's a little closer. High 70s, low 80s is what I think this is going to be. I'm all over the over tonight in Gonzaga, Florida State, my man.
Interesting. I'm taking the points here. Give me 7.5 for Florida State.
Yeah,
7.5 is what I see. I just think Florida State has the size to deal with Gonzaga's big boys inside. And I think it's going to be a close game. I think Florida State's a good squad. I think it's a great game.
No, they are. It's going to be fun to watch. All right, hour number two coming your way. Major League Baseball. Let's make it rain.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
Tatis is one of the top prospects in the game, and he was going in a lot of drafts, 17th, 18th, 19th round. People will be excited, and people have drafts tonight. He'll be overdrafted. Yeah, I would like him, and I kind of regret passed on him, and then he took Tatis like, I was going to take him. I hope that doesn't come back to burn me, and now he's going to start on the roster opening day, which is unbelievable. I don't think anyone saw this coming.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Man, it is a fun time of year, that is for sure. NCAA Tournament Sweet 16. We got matchups tonight. We got matchups tomorrow. We've got opening day getting ready to kick off here. All 30 Major League Baseball teams are going to be in action. Exciting stuff, even though we've got a couple of teams who have already played games. I don't know what the hell that was. But today, we've got Yankee baseball, Red Sox baseball. We've got new look Phillies baseball, new look Padres baseball, maybe some of the same old Dodgers, you know, Milwaukee. Can they continue their winning ways? Is Milwaukee going to be as good as they did last year? What is going to be some of these teams in Major League Baseball that might be undervalued this year as opposed to overvalued? Maybe we're expecting a little too much of some teams. So all these questions to answer, all of them will help us make it a very profitable 2019 in Major League Baseball. And we'll start coming up here next hour with kind of talking about some of the ways to go and approach betting these games here today. For those of you that have been spending so much time, you know, with football, college, the NFL, and of course basketball, whether it be college or the NBA, it's a little different approach when a couple of different ways that you can go about Major League Baseball that you can get as in-depth as you want, as crazy as you want, or you can just, you know, you can just kind of keep it even keeled and be able to make some money each and every day. Because do not forget, the one thing that Major League Baseball offers you the other sports don't is the opportunity to kind of pick and choose your spots. Because with 162 right. games and 30 teams, you can afford to be picky. You can afford to pick where all you right. want to go and what you want to do in a lot of different ways. Whereas, you know, you only have NBA, and if you only like half the teams in the NBA and you've got back-to-back games, you got there's not as much opportunity for you to have as big a selection as there is in baseball. Certainly not football with one game a week. With the college and NFL. But baseball, Dane, affords you the opportunity with the amount of teams, with the amount of games, to pick your spots, man.
It's a grind. It's a grind. And it is the same in fantasy baseball as well, as opposed to fantasy football or fantasy basketball. It is a grind. But pick your spots. Yep. Don't get sucked in.
Don't. Rule number one. We'll talk about that coming up here this hour. Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.